good to see you all today. I think with all the things going on in the world today, especially what we see on our newspapers, on the nightly news, I think we especially want to hear some good news, right? So why don't we take just a short moment to think about this. What good news would you like to receive that would make you really happy or joyful? And so take a minute to think of a piece of good news that would make you joyful or happy. And after you've thought of this, why don't you tell the person next to you? All right, I can see some of you start to smile and laugh already at the good news. Hold on to that thought and we'll come back to that in just a little moment. Good news and joy is something that this whole holiday season is about. Many people celebrate quote-unquote Christmas with, in a cultural sense, with Santa Claus, with Frosty the Snowman, with Rudolph, with Christmas trees, and with gifts. But in fact, the real Christmas began 2,000 years ago, when a group of people, a small group of common people, received some very, very good news. It made people sing songs, write songs. It made even babies leap in their wombs. And it even made angels praise God. And so I hope today, if you haven't heard the real meaning of Christmas before, that you'll at least get a glimpse of it. But for us who are Christians today, we actually get to celebrate Christ not just during Christmas, but every day. We tend to forget this good news, how good the news is that we have received. And so today I hope that for us who are Christians, we'll be reminded of how good and glorious this news is. So what is the good news? We'll be briefly looking at a passage from Luke chapter 1 that was just read for us. And first of all, I think there are three good things, three pieces of good news in this passage. The first thing is do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. That's good news to us, right? I'm sure many of you have seen, whether it's in shopping malls or maybe even in your home, angels. For example, they look like this. It's pretty cute. perhaps one like this. But in the Bible, when angels appear, the overwhelming response by people is actually fear. People are afraid to the point of death. And even though the angel was quite polite to Mary in this instance, she was very troubled. She was afraid. And I think the reason why she is fearful is because of expecting good news, she was actually expecting bad news. And I believe today if somehow we saw an angel, if an angel came to us, we would also be afraid and expect bad news. I don't remember much from when I was young, but when I used to live in Australia, I remember my parents one day, they bought home a bag of candy. And they told me, you can't eat this unless we let you. So you must ask us first. And I'm sure you know what's coming. So I would go behind their backs and take candy. And I remember one day, very faintly, that I heard my mom call my name. And I knew what was happening. I knew what was coming. Bad news. She had found out that I had stole candy, and I was in trouble. When the angel appeared to Mary, Mary recognized what was in her heart. There's sin. There's disobedience. There's separation from God. And she had disobeyed God, and she was afraid. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." And so the reality is that each one of us, just like Mary, we have fallen short of who God has meant us to be. We have rebelled against God, and we have sinned against Him. And so like me, a child who has stolen, standing before my mom, we stand before God, sinners, condemned before Him. But the angel says, do not be afraid. That means God hasn't sent the angel to harm Mary. He hasn't sent the angel to strike her dead or to punish her. That's good news for her. What this means for us is God's character is not like a moral police who is just out to get everything that we did wrong. But he is a kind and compassionate God who says to us first, do not be afraid. So the first piece of good news to us, do not be afraid, do not fear. The second piece of good news is that the promised one is here. And so the angel here, he goes on and he tells Mary that she's going to give birth to a son. And not just any son, but in fact, he is the promised one, Jesus. And this is good news before we read earlier on in Isaiah that this was prophesied 700 years before Jesus was born. So in 700 BC, 7 centuries before this happened, they prophesied that there would be a ruler that was to come. I realize living in Hong Kong, I've been back for 6 months. One thing that I do very often here is I wait a lot. So I remember just this past week, we had our carols on the junk, and we were just outside in the lift lobby waiting, and we were talking about waiting for lifts. And one of the elevators, the lifts in our building was broken. And so one of our staff shared that she had waited 20 minutes for a lift to come before she could get down. And then after we had gotten out of the lift, we waited again for a taxi to come. And so I think waiting is something that we're all used to. We don't enjoy it, but it's something that we all do. But imagine the people of Israel, then they were waiting not just minutes, not just hours or days, but 700 years for the Messiah. That's a long time to wait. And so 700 years of waiting for God to come to do and act. And I'm sure the waiting was long and not joyful, but imagine after 700 years the joy it brings when God finally answers his promise to his people. And this is good news because it shows that God is real, that he is faithful to his word, and that he has not forsaken or forgotten you. And so the second piece of good news, not just do not fear, but also the promised one, Jesus, is finally here. The last piece of good news for today is that God's kingdom is eternal. And so the good news is not just that God has sent the promised one, but that Jesus, the promised one, is God himself. In the book of Isaiah, the prophet says this. He says, for us, to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And so many people in Israel, they expected the Messiah to be like the king of King David. So a political ruler who would deliver them from Rome to set up the glorious Israel nation. But in fact, they forget what comes next. It says, he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And so the ruler isn't just a king or a military ruler, but he is in fact divine. He is God himself. And his kingdom isn't an earthly one, but it's actually a heavenly one. I think oftentimes it's very tempting for us to think that because Jesus is here, life is going to get better. It's going to get easier. We're going to get healthier. We're going to get wealthier. That life is going to be better in a very material sort of sense. But actually, that's not what the Bible teaches. I don't know if you are familiar with the story of Jesus, but later on, Mary and Joseph, they have to walk from Bethlehem to Nazareth. Sorry, Nazareth to Bethlehem, while Mary was pregnant. And that's a 160-kilometer journey, 100 miles. Most pictures or films, they have Mary sitting on a donkey, and they're quickly, very swiftly, making their way. But if we think about it a little more, Mary is in her third trimester. I'm sure there are a few of you here in your third trimester today. So she's very big at this point. And I'm sure for many of you who are in your third trimester, the last thing you would want to do is to ride on something very bumpy, something that you might fall off of and injure you or your baby. And so they walk for 160 kilometers, for 100 miles uphill. It's a long climb. When they get to Bethlehem, there's no private room, no hotel waiting for them, and so they give birth right by the animals. And after the baby is born, who are the first visitors? Shepherds, these rugged shepherds. Is this good news? Afterwards, for the first few years, Mary and Joseph are running for their lives, away from someone who wanted to kill and ended up killing many young children. Now that Jesus Christ has come, life is going to be better. What's good news about that? Well, the good news is not that life is going to become easier, life is going to become healthier or wealthier, but that your life becomes entirely new. It's entirely transformed. Your identity, your morality, and your destiny are completely transformed. The good news is not just that Jesus is born, but because of his life, his death, and his resurrection, we can be freed from our sin. We no longer have to live under the rule of sin, but we can live under the rule of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the ruler of a kingdom that will never end. And so when I began with this talk, I asked you, what good news would you like to hear today that would make you joyful? I don't want you to say it out loud, but I'm guessing for many of us, the good news that we would like to hear is about ourselves, something good that would happen to me. Or it might be something to someone who's close to us, a loved one. Most of us would probably answer, the good news I would have liked to hear is about me. But let me ask you, even if that good news comes true for you, how long will it last? For instance, good news, and this is not actually my news, good news, I'm getting married, for example. but after a few months and after honeymoon's over, oh, I'm married. or perhaps, good news, I'm going to have a child. And a few months later, when you're tired and sleepless, oh, I have a child. Or good news, I finally have a job. A couple months later, when you're tired and overworked, oh, I have a job, right? The reason Jesus' birth is good news is because it's not our own good news, but it's God's good news. It's not temporary, it's not short-lasting, or it's not just for me or you. His good news is for all people, something that will last not just today or tomorrow, but for eternity. Everlasting good news that God is with us, he has come to be with us, and he has come to redeem us by giving up his life for us. And so today, and not just today, but every single day, we have every reason to celebrate Christ, for he is the good news. Fear not, because the promised one, Christ Jesus, is born. And perhaps when we leave today and many people will say Merry Christmas to you, we can go up and say, actually, in fact, there's greater news, good news. And when they ask, what do you mean by that? What do you mean? What's the good news? And you can say there's good news because he says, fear not, because Christ has come into this world, and because of him we can have eternal life. That's good news. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the good news that Jesus Christ has come to this earth. And Father, we know that this news is not just something we celebrate during Christmas, but something we can celebrate each and every day. So Father, for us who know you, I pray that this may be impressed in our hearts that we may be continually thankful before you. Father, maybe there's some of us here who may not know you yet. I pray that we may come to see that this is, in fact, good news for us and for the world. So, Father, we thank you, and we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.